Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's
go time.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Mike Vrabel said thumbs up, Bill.
He told Mike Vrabel.
Whatever you need. Whatever you need, boss man.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
There is a breakdown on Storo Drive. Mm. And the individual who has broken down is apparently none other than our comrade, Coach Wiggins.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
And then they lose by a run. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah, but that falls on Dick Fitz. Like, that loss last night.
Save that.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Wiggy, our guy, man. We love you over here, but I gotta ask you a question. How many gas stations did you drive by this morning when you left the crib?
None, because I had about 95 miles of gas left in it.
Ooh, 95 miles. I don't know. That thing came into us, and those 95 miles were gone, bud.
Ran out of gas?
He ran out of gas with a jackass.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Yeah.
Greg Hill.
Yeah.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What up? What up?
How are we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I ain't complaining one bit.
How are the Red Sox doing?
They stink. But, I mean, I think we knew that.
That lineup yesterday looked like it was Grapefruit League Week 3, Curtis.
Yeah.
Split squad against the Twins yesterday.
How do you feel, you know, you got two kids. You pick out a game. You're like, oh, my son loves Mike Trout. Let's go to the Angels Red Sox game. Tickets are $120 a piece. Parking $60. Dinner's $200. But $1,000 well spent.
You get there. Mm-hmm. You get to the park, and you're like, who the F is Abraham Toro? And why is he playing third base?
And Where's Maya been?
Huh?
Where's Maya been?
They're hiding him in a laundry cart or something. And Connor Wong, like, again, Curtis is right. You're spending great money to go to the ballpark. Connor Wong, I believe I'm correct, does not have a single RBI. Zero. He has zero runs batted in. And he's in your lineup last night.
Are you also
You're the Boston Red Sox, by the way.
Are you also confused about Chapman? He's got eight pitches, and then all of a sudden they pull him. Like, aren't you sitting there though, scratching your head over and over and over again?
Yeah. Oh, why doesn't he get one more inning?
more inning? I don't know. Give him two more innings. Yeah. It was eight pitches.
That's the best point, Courtney, too, because I'm watching that last night, and it's like, once again, everybody talks about urgency. Yet when it's time to act with urgency, nobody does. Like, if ever there was a spot where you needed a win last night, Chapman throws eight pitches. If you shut down the Angels in the top of the 10th, you know that you have a runner on second and nobody out. Right. And as long as Connor Wong's not coming up, you might drive him in.
What they do, and the Angels played small ball, punting people over.
Right.
You had a chance, though, in the bottom in the ninth. And,
yes, a chance. I love a chance. Well, it's great when you have a chance.
No, it is.
How many of these games have they had a chance to win?
17. They've lost them.
But this goes back to the manager. Bottom in the ninth, you have Hamilton pinch running, who's supposed to be one of your fastest players. Still second. He's at second. Duran hits a deep ball, and they were talking about this on the broadcast, to the outfield, and Lou was like, you're supposed to tag up in this situation, and now that would have put Hamilton on third base with one out and Devers up, and unfortunately they didn't do that.
They didn't do it. So it's very frustrating, and it does not appear to anytime soon to have a chance of getting better. So it is an absolute disaster over there at Fenway Park.
But what do you think – is, like, what's the big thing that's coming down the pipeline? Like, is it going to be Roman Anthony and they'll just say he's arriving and he'll change the fortunes?
We should at some point get to Will Fleming, who was on the afternoon show yesterday and suggested from the inside that there are big changes coming. I don't know what those are.
Yeah, I don't either.
Anybody doing Alex Cora for their lead this morning? What he said, Alex Cora kinda finally took responsibility a little bit for where this team is.
Right.
And so maybe, I don't know, Curtis, maybe that's a big change. I don't know.
No, this season's over.
I don't know.
Because unless you get super hot for the next, you know, next month and a half, you're going to get to the All-Star break and you're going to be, you know, double digits back when it comes to the Yankees in the division. And you might even be, you know, close to double digits when it comes to a wild card spot.
But you're tied with the Rockies right now. Like, there's no way you're going to face off with the Yankees next and be able to go on a big run. Sorry,
no, I know
this
that,
team doesn't have it.
That's
so.
My point. So that's why I'm saying, like, this season's probably going to be over by the All-Star break unless some miracle happens where you're able to go on an unbelievable run.
Yep. Meanwhile, at the game, those kids are asking their dad, who's hitting cleanup? And dad's like, that's Romy Gonzalez. that's who should be hitting cleanup for your Boston Red Sox.
You have to laugh because the other alternative is just running into a brick wall. Like, it is so pathetic, and I am such a moron. Like, I think, they have Cora, championship manager.
Yep.
The team's improved. This is a playoff team. You just can't turn it on and off.
No.
They had no plan for Casas going down, which is strange considering they spent most of the offseason trying to trade him. You would think you would have a backup plan at first base.
Yeah.
They're worried about, quote, ruining Roman Anthony while he's in a freaking laundry cart in Worcester. And you're sitting here now and it's like, I finally thought we had a summer.
Mm.
Speaking of the laundry cart incident, Shime, during They Said It, will we get to the Woo Sox manager defending Roman Anthony against his haters?
I think we should.
On the show yesterday. Okay. All right. We have a lot to get to on the program this morning. Pretty good OAR show last night, Chime. You and I were there till the early hours. Pretty good show.
It was fantastic. They always put on a tremendous show. Excellent set list last night.
Great show. I was
thrilled.
Great show. And you and the missus seem to really be enjoying yourselves, and I feel like I've paid off my bet with you. So, Greg,
I am eternally grateful to you always.
I went out of my way to get you the very best tickets that were available last night at some expense to myself.
It took a little bit of your sanity in the process.
Oh, my God. Are we going to talk about that?
Oh, no.
I think we need to.
I don't.
What happened?
Oh, my Lord. I can't even explain it. Shime's going to have to explain what happened last night.
Well, there was a major snafu with our tickets.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be reserved, nice little box for us.
Uh-huh.
And yet somehow the venue was unaware of this said reservation.
Yep.
So they didn't have boxes for us.
Luckily, I'm very calm in that kind of situation.
You were. Until, like, there was just one moment, and I think I could see Greg snap. Because I immediately heard the scary Greg tone.
There's no such thing. I'm a very kind man.
I would have said, maybe I'll just go home. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to go to sleep.
You want to hear that tone? Let Jackson run the board.
Say, Greg, I'm okay. It's okay.
Well, by the way, can we play that video again, Mitch? I mean, where was that? Sweden? My Lord.
What was the video?
Of the concert.
So did you have the second level?
Mezzanine? Yeah, mezzanine.
Yes.
Oh, MGM.
Those are spectacular.
Are Shime and Lauren a PDA couple? Like, were they enjoying the music, kissing?
There was no PDA at all.
I was busy singing the entire time.
You can see Shime singing there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the head bob is in full swing.
Yeah. Oh, and the backwards hat.
Yeah. Shime is a concert backwards hat bro.
Okay. Generally, yes. I would say so.
100%.
I like that.
But it was a good show.
Whale jam.
Yeah, it was whale jam.
Save the whales.
Shime and I are very into saving the right whales. Right.
Yeah, rest in peace to Jim Irsay, who tried to save an orca.
Yeah. Shime came in this morning, was talking to me before the show with some whale trivia.
Really?
And I learned something unbelievable.
Really?
Do you know how much a whale's testicles weigh?
Holy hell.
I'm going to probably say about 150 pounds.
150, Greg?
250.
Curtis?
I would 1,000 pounds.
Shime, give the answer.
They weigh up to 2,000 pounds.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Right whale male testicles weigh up to about 2,000 pounds.
Was that the first thing that Chime said to you this morning?
Kind of. I heard the angry Greg tone, and do you know how much a whale's testicle weighs?
Wow.
Really?
Well, that was the whole reason we actually made it to see OAR's full set, is the kind lady defending the whales was on stage talking about the whales, and in the background they had neat whale trivia, and that was just one of the questions I happened to catch, and I thought it was interesting.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, so... I just thought that was the name of the concert. They actually put on a real concert to save whales?
It's a whale benefit.
Wow. That is so dumb.
I think that's great and everything, but why don't we make sure everybody's fed first?
Yeah, exactly. Like usually it's like, you know, feed the kids or, you know, stop violence. Right. I've never seen...
Jimmy Fund.
Yeah, like some cancer cure. Right. Save the whales. That is dumb.
It's really...
I have a question.
Like I'm embarrassed if I'm OAR, like I'm performing at a show that's about saving the whales.
I'm sure they paid well.
Okay. No, I'm not saying they didn't get paid well. Yeah. But what's...
It's people from Nantucket.
I also think this is their second year in a row doing it.
It's the people from Nantucket, and they are concerned about the whales.
While they are
driving their defenders over the turtles on the beach, they are very concerned about the whales.
Did you get bags of Nantucket crisps when you walked in? Those are delicious.
They were throwing them out at the end. I don't know, Shime, I don't know if you grabbed any.
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I don't think anybody on stage could throw far enough to reach us. But
And you don't eat after 8.
it's like a gremlin if you feed them.
Did you eat before the show or after the show?
Before.
Before, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was like asleep after the show.
This is Kevin in the car. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, everybody. Thanks for taking the call. I got a Roman Anthony fun fact for you guys.
Yes.
He, too, has 2,000-pound testicles. you guys saw that home run last night. But, I wanted to, you know, ask you guys, do you think – it would even be appropriate to bring him up right now. He's having a lot of fun in Worcester. Red Sox don't seem to be having a lot of fun, and, you know, there's not winning habits going on, and I know that's definitely big for a guy trying to make his debut. So,
yeah,
if you guys want to weigh in on that?
Great question. I guess I have been in one of those who has been asking that you bring him up for a long time. What's the negative about bringing him up?
I don't think there is any negative. I think it's a great opportunity for him to come up on a crappy team. And, you know, then you get to see what type of player he is. You get to play him pretty much every day because you're not really concerned about winning baseball games.
Yeah.
So trying to get a lineup that's perfect.
The only issue for me would be that Connor Wong is about to get hot. And so I might wait just a little bit when it comes to that bat.
I think it depends on whether you're asking for Roman or if you're asking for the Red Sox organization, because Curtis has been on this for a bit, where the Red Sox seem to be putting it off because they want to wait for him to get paid the big bucks. Correct, Curtis?
Yep.
And so if you're Roman Anthony, get me up there. I don't care if I'm having fun in the minors. I don't care if I'm having fun with these guys. I want to be a Major League Baseball player. I wouldn't be making the big bucks.
Right. So what would it be if you bring him up? It's like he gets he's 1 year closer to his, you know, contract or something like that. Is that what happens if you bring him up early?
Right. So you're eligible. Your service time begins to tick, and you have, I believe, 3 years of pre-arbitration, then you have 2 years of arbitration, then you become a free agent.
And so they would still have him for a long time, even if they brought him
up.
But
the money would be different.
Right.
Yeah, I know the money, but if he's that good, who cares, right?
100%. I'm on board bring him up. I don't think that you should be holding him out. I'm just saying that the organization may feel different than he.
The organization is telling you that this team isn't good enough to win at all, so they're not going to waste service time of the best prospect in baseball. Right. No matter what they say, their actions dictate that.
Also, if they're being diabolical, they don't want him to have a chance, Curtis, to be in the running for Rookie of the Year because that will cost him more as well.
Right. And that's also why they're happy Connor Wong's struggling. If he was the MVP, they'd be screwed. Yeah. This whole thing, I hate this team. I really do. I hate how the front office talks nonsense. They speak around their fans, not to their fans. Sam comes in here and he laughs it up and he's like, oh, good question, Greg. Like, they suck. This team is an embarrassment. Alex Cora acts like he's a senior and he's like too cool for school. Like, oh, I guess maybe it's on me. The Breslow-Cora dynamic I thought was figured out. It's not. You have a guy that most of Boston's never heard of at your cleanup spot last night. You suck.
God, this is Charlie from Malden. Hey, Charlie.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, listen, the reason they don't bring up Roman Anthony is because the team would lose control of a year if he's brought up before June 6th.
I
think you're going to see him brought up this weekend.
Yeah. Maybe they'll be out of the playoffs by then.
So then if it's just June 6th, then I guess, you know, like you said, after this weekend, then you bring him up June 7th.
So why not level with your fan base instead of saying the nonsense that we're not asking Roman Anthony to come up and save the team and put him in a tough spot?
Yeah, I think we all know, like, when you kind of look from the outside looking in, that he's having a great season down there.
Yeah.
You already have two young guys that are up in Christian Campbell and Meyer, so
they're going to walk him into Fenway with one of those giant fake mustaches on so nobody recognizes him.
And he's going to be on somebody's shoulders in a trench coat.
But this ownership group honestly wonders why fans hate them. They really do. They don't get it. This is why. Like, if you said at the beginning June 6th is hey, their D-Day, their Roman Anthony Day, then people would understand it.
Mm.
Maybe they wouldn't agree, but at least you level with them. Now it's like, Craig Breslow has said things that demean the mental makeup of Roman Anthony by saying he could get ruined if he's rushed.
Yeah, they definitely fumbled the bag on the Anthony thing. As far as the other stuff, I put it, you know, they gave you everything you wanted. I put it really squarely on Cora and the players. I put the Devers situation, I also maybe put a little bit on that on Breslow's plate as well, him and Cora not getting in front of that, you know, during the offseason. But this season, like there were people that say, and they can win the division. So you had the talent.
World Series bounce.
Yeah, you had all the talent in the world. Now you're just like, last night was another game that it's tied in the ninth inning. You're in extra innings. You lose a game by one run. So it's another game where you're on the field.
I'm asking this seriously. How many one-run games can you lose in a Major League Baseball season? Yeah. It's the number is extraordinary.
They have four more one-run losses on June 4th than they did all of last season.
That's insane. Unbelievable.
Bad. Yeah, and that, all right, and well, that's on the manager.
Well, he's finally putting some of it on himself. So, and if nobody else is doing that as a lead, I will get to that during my lead coming up on this morning's show. So another loss for the Red Sox. You could talk about that all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Leads coming. We'll start those in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7:20. And that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. The news with Courtney at 7:45, and that includes how creepy is it and what happened in the shower at a luxury hotel in Miami, which has Courtney's anxiety level through the roof this morning.
You all laughed at me when I said I do my hotel checks. You'll all start doing them now.
Yep. And as always, Hill Notes at 9:20. So you can leave one of those now on the Odyssey app on any topic, and we will play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning. To get us started now, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Before I get to sports, just quickly, Top Gun Photo gave me a good fact in Twitch saying sperm whale penis is 5 to 7 feet long. And to that I say, modest.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
5 to 7 feet.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox with another one-run loss, 4-3 the final. Seven is dominated nuts, the world, though. 4-3 the final in 10 innings last night. Brian Bayo went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. Last one with the Angels tonight. They are trying to avoid a sweep. First pitch at 7:10 with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NBA, Tibbs is out in New York. The Knicks fired their head coach after their best playoff run in 25 years. Thibodeau passed Pat Riley earlier this season to rank fourth on the franchise list in victories. He led the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995.
Saw that coming, though. You know, in the NBA, it's more on the coach than it is the players, and you know they're not gonna do anything with Jalen Brunson. They might trade Kyle Anthony Towns if they're trying to get Giannis.
But you saw that coming.
Yeah,
but didn't he get that team to overachieve, not underachieve the Knicks?
What was the odds of the series against the Celtics? They were massive underdogs.
The Celtics were -800 favorites.
They were, but I think coming into the season, the Knicks were projected to be good. They were projected to be good last year, and I'm not saying
they made the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, I'm not saying he deserves to be fired, but in the NBA, you've seen it, and we talked about it. Whether it's Mike Malone, Nick Nurse, like these guys win championships, and if you can't do it in a few years, they fire you.
The Stanley Cup Final starts tonight. The Panthers are in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. Puck drop is at 8. And buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with symmetrical all-wheel drive to take any summer adventure on or off the road. SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pretty good encore last night, Chime. That version of that song, that cover. That song last night at the concert.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool thing they do now, too. They bring out all the opening acts from the night, and then everybody's on stage singing and jamming and having a good time to end the night. It's a good way to end.
Good times. Chime and I, concert bros. Mm-hmm. What's our next concert, Chime?
Ooh, I don't know. What is, you want to go to Mumford & Sons with me later this month?
No. Okay. I'd rather stick a giant needle in my eye.
I figured that was the
answer. Hey, Greg, you know, if you didn't waste your time doing things outside of sports, you would have seen the Thibodeau firing a month ago.
Did I miss that?
Save the seals.
Was that in the Twitch chat or something, Curtis? I missed the comment. Who is that from?
Game Dog. Oh, we watched Netflix. So, ipso facto, we didn't know Thibodeau was going to get fired. I think Shyam Charania, I don't know, does he watch Netflix? Is he a connected guy?
Yeah.
Is he like the number one news person in the NBA? Mm-hmm. I think his tweet was, shocking NBA news. It was a shock to Shams, but not Game Dog.
Is Game Dog suggesting that he knew that Tom Thibodeau was going to be fired by the New York Knicks?
Right. And if we didn't watch the Bin Laden 3-part series on Netflix, so would have we.
I didn't know it was coming, but it didn't shock me.
It shocked me.
Yeah, because there was whispers about it.
With that roster, where he got them,
guys,
the guy, what?
They named a street after him. It's shocking. What are we talking about?
Because the whispers afterwards were, is Thibodeau the right coach for this team? That was the whispers afterwards.
Why would you watch people that just watch Netflix and don't know anything about sports? What a weird way to start your day. Every single day.
So, I mean,
some of us also don't know anything about filling the gas tank up either, apparently.
Yeah, I guess not. I thought I had miles left to go, but
you said 95. How did you get that wrong?
I don't know.
So can
that's
we just
not even close.
For those who weren't listening late yesterday, when the Porsche dealership checked in, your issue that led to your breakdown yesterday morning on Storrow Drive was you ran out of gas.
It was a gas issue.
Okay.
And then they told me that when there is a gas issue, the auto start-stop mechanism comes on and says that there's an issue and your engine light comes on. So that's why I was kind of confused with that.
Okay.
But you know what? Hey, it is what it is. And guess what? It's a lot better than there being some type of engine issue that would, you know, cost you an arm and a leg.
A lot cheaper, Wiggs.
Yep, I can deal with that. Shout out to all the people over there at Herb Chambers Porsche for helping
the brother out. Did you pick it up yesterday? You're all good?
Yeah, I picked it up.
Okay.
You know what I got to say, though? This is annoying to me, and I don't get it. Like, I take Ubers.
Yeah.
And for some, I like to have the window open, and the Uber driver is always like, oh, can you shut the window?
What?
Yeah, they're always shut the window. I don't know if they're trying to save gas.
Are you sure that you're not mishearing them and they're saying, can you shut your mouth?
No.
Wait, save gas?
Yeah, I don't know.
If like, you have your window open?
Because the air conditioned on.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a window down guy. I
like window down.
I get
but maybe you say one or the other. Say, can you turn the AC off?
No, I did. I did, but you know, maybe there was just a language barrier.
I mean, I feel
What's your Uber rating? I'm sure that...
My Uber ratings are spectacular.
Really?
Yeah.
Extra butter.
I feel like if you are... You've commandeered the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for it.
Yeah.
You should be able to dictate what the conditions are.
That's what I would think.
Like, you want the radio on, you want to pick WEEI.
Right.
Or in your case, you want to pick Jammin' 94.5.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to be able to pick that.
I should. And I should be have, you know, the ability to keep my window, you know, open, close, whatever it is. And I should sometimes have the ability to help them out because the Uber navigation system always takes them in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
And so I'm like, you know, mate, you know, you're going the wrong way, but
now do you feel the same if they have the window down and you want it up?
No, because I'm always like, if I'm in the passenger,
but if you didn't, if you weren't a window open guy, can you tell the Uber driver to close the window? Because I've done that before.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I would
it's
think
all
so.
it's the rider that gets to pick.
Yeah, I would think so.
Did you have to Uber because Mrs. Wiggins is not allowing you to drive her car anymore?
No, I had an Uber to pick the car up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. No, I drove today.
Who do you think has the best Uber rating on the show?
Ooh.
I do.
Oh.
I don't know. I think I might.
All right.
Well, you're in Lowell. Like, you don't Uber much.
I mean, I still Uber a decent amount.
Okay. Yeah. I have mine up.
I never Uber.
How do you know where your rating is?
If you go to your account,
yep.
It's upper left-hand corner.
Oh, okay.
What is yours?
4.92.
Ooh. Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, yeah,
that is good. That's
and then it says good. Verified next to it, whatever the hell that means.
I'm a flat 5.0, Daddy.
That's yeah. Oh, really? God.
Yes, sir.
Huh.
That's pretty good.
What?
Are you sure that wasn't the number of putts on the second hole at Granite Links?
Nope, Curtis, you can verify if you'd like.
Well done.
Wow.
So I would think they would let me give me the ability to... To do with the window what I like if my rating's that high.
I'm 4.86, and I always think that that's good.
Wow,
4.92 and a 5. Damn.
Well, it's probably several texters are suggesting it's that weird noise that the automobile makes if the back window is the only one open.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why they are.
Oh, then he could just roll his window down a little bit.
Crack a different window.
Yeah, and eliminate that.
That noise is so annoying, though.
But you're right. It's my Uber. I should decide what I want to do.
It is. All right. Tomorrow on this show, Kevin Millar on the Boston Red Sox at 7:20. Curtis asked him to be on the show, and he said, why not me? Why not tomorrow? Right, Curtis? Is that what Kevin Millar said?
We got a cowboy up.
Right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, can't wait for that. And then after the show...
We can ask Kevin Millar about the Netflix series he was a part of.
Yeah.
Correct. We watch a lot of Netflix, not a lot of sports.
Uh-uh.
And then we are off to Maine, and we will see you tomorrow night for pregame for the road show at Cowbell, which is at Rock Row in Westbrook, and Friday morning at the Brunswick for our annual Maine Roadshow. Roadshow number 4 during season 4 of Roadshows here at WEEI. But right now,
Well, I just wanted to correct myself.
What?
Well, Crank and Carl, you know, hand up, this is on me. Game today, Red Sox, is 1:35, not 7:10. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Oh, okay.
I had it in the script from yesterday. Oh. I should have double-checked my work.
Yeah,
that is
really,
on me.
You should double-check your work,
I should triple-check. It is on me. And maybe. Joe Weil is doing pregame.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
Bad
Courtney.
Start.
Let's get to this, Shy.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
What a loss. Monumental loss when it comes to music. Chris Cornell. And the leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So New England Patriots are having voluntary OTAs and stuff going on. But there's one name that, especially guys like Phil Perry, continue to beat the drum for, and that seems to be Efton Chisholm.
Yes.
I'm curious where people stand on the possibility of yet another undrafted guy that was, Eastern Washington, I believe is where he's from, could possibly make the roster and in some way make an impact.
He's like Bubs Edelman 2.0.
Yeah, maybe not as good, maybe more. I think somebody has comped him to, young Danny Amendola, who was still good, right? Like, took him a little bit to break into the NFL, but when he did, mm-hmm. he was really good with the St. Louis Rams at the time, and a guy like Sam Bradford, so maybe he can be that for Drake May. I'm curious to see what Efton Chisholm can bring, especially once we actually start playing games, like in preseason games. I'm curious how many reps he actually gets with Drake May. He naturally fits the slot position much better than Pop Douglas in the Josh McDaniels offense. Mm. And so I'm curious if that's going to open a door for him and give him a chance. Huh? And it would be cool. It would be a great story for an undrafted guy to make the opening day roster and have an impact.
The Patriots have opened the door for any slower, shorter, route-running white receiver. Now he's Edelman 2.0. Edelman was Welker 2.0. You know, before that, it all started when back in the day. I remember with Wayne Krabet, because that's where it originated when I was with the Jets.
He was great.
And then Troy Brown. We'll see what happens. I never get caught up in this stuff because I can't remember the tight end's name from, years back. He had a great preseason.
Nate Sudfeld.
Yes. And they were like, you know, he was like him and Gronk, and it's just like I never get caught up in guys having great OTAs, you know, especially undrafted guys.
Or guys having bad OTAs.
Yeah, because right? It doesn't really – even preseason games, we've seen it all the times where guys have great preseason games. I won't – who's he in the huddle with? And I know I heard he was in the huddle with Drake May, but let me see come training camp, like 2 weeks in – who he's in the huddle with.
Well, that's the big thing for me, Wiggs. Like, come preseason games, is he going to be on the field when Drake May's on the field?
Because right.
if that's the case, then that matters to
yes.
me. And I'm really kind of curious to see how he does, because I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, that's the key what you look at is when training camp starts. Who's when Drake May's in the huddle, who's he in the huddle with for the, you know, consistently?
Yeah. All right. Great lead, Sean. Yep.
Thank you.
We will get to some of the rest of today's leads next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next. Coming up at 7:20, they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, including, I believe, what the Wu Sox manager said for those that were mocking Roman Anthony and his laundry cart. So that is coming up in just a little bit. We are going to play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. And a reminder that every day you can leave a voice note on the Odyssey app on any topic. Try to get creative and hear your voice on this show every morning at 9:20. And if you have yet to download the Odyssey app, it is another way that you can listen to this show. Quick Odyssey app appreciation for the guys at RA Movers who moved me over the weekend, and they all listened to the radio program. Like, out of the blue, they were like, we listen to the show. So,
all right, all right.
I think they're in Randolph, and I want to thank those guys. Great job, you know, moving the bed. Nobody has acknowledged the news yesterday on the new television. So
it looks great.
I did. I give you a shout out on on IG.
I would guess that there would be no further ridicule on this radio program on the size of my, or lack thereof, of my television.
Ken acknowledged it in the group message and said Greg needed to pay somebody to talk about his TV. So
that's not what happened. Well, I don't appreciate Ken weighing in like that, but what?
I also have an appreciation for a listener. I met Scott yesterday in the seaport. I was bringing Harry to get his, he was getting groomed yesterday. And I was saying, come on, Harry, let's go. And this man said, is this Harry? I said, yes. He said, are you Courtney? I said, yes. He said, I'm listening on the app right now. He had his earbuds in.
Right, as you saw him.
Yes.
Isn't that the most amazing thing that technology has afforded us that opportunity to do? Yes.
So thanks to Scott. I'm sorry that Harry jumped on you. I know bad manners.
He doesn't like the way you break him. You have trained your dog.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to train him.
I wanted to give him a hug. He said, thank you for listening to my mom.
That looks good, though, Greg. I like it.
Yeah.
That's why I reposted so fresh and so clean.
Yeah.
Because it was two TVs you put up, right?
Yeah. I mean, the other one is the same one that I had.
So right, but...
no increase in size there, but I feel like...
Unfortunately for Lindsay.
but didn't they say it was the correct size for that wall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were like, they said it was too big, actually. But I was like,
you got a nickel every time you heard that.
Size doesn't really
matter.
And
I like the mount that they use. That's a good mount where you can pull out. You could turn it left or right. You know, if the sun is a little bit, you can kind of get it away from the sun a little bit.
Well, I'm just sitting in there watching sports all day.
Right.
That's what I do.
I want no Netflix on this puppy dog.
Sports.
Grinding away nine innings. Yeah.
And then I like the moving thing. We talked about it last week. It is such a giant cluster F. You don't know where anything is. It takes weeks to get everything set up and put in the spot. You have today the closet people are coming to do the closet.
Relatable. Relatable.
It's relatable.
Getting a built out closet is a big
expense. Did you buy
this
place?
I don't reveal my own personal things.
Okay, so if you didn't buy it, how are you putting in a closet?
You can put anything you want in.
As long as when you leave, you take it out.
Right.
That's expensive for a temporary closet.
I mean,
I like the closet.
We have a California closet, and it has really enhanced our value.
You don't want to be the richest person in the nursing home. I think I've told you that before.
With all due respect, Greg, I don't think you're going to get there, and I think you're going to live it up.
Just spend it. You'll make more. Just spend it.
I mean, I think it's a great idea because you guys will be able to optimize your space, which is important for you and Lindsay.
And it keeps you more organized.
Are you saying that Greg is
organized and cleanly?
Yeah.
With this. So good job on
We've seen
California
Greg's old closets.
Clean,
closets.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm constantly accused by her and by Brees of being a hoarder, which I am not a hoarder. I just keep things that have value to me, sentimental value.
I have a question from a concerned person. Is this closet in the new apartment big enough for you to get lost in it?
No. I'm not at that age yet, Curtis.
I have some app unappreciation?
Yes.
For the jackwagon that sends the picture in my happy place to Wiggy last night as I'm going around Castle Island.
Yeah. Which I was I had to look at it a few times to make sure it was you. I thought you were just a walker. Now you're running.
I'm running a bit, yeah.
Look at you getting after it with the jogs.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got video of him running. Yep. You know, okay. He's got to get a little bit more air to hip on the stride. But, you know, he's out there getting it.
Those aren't running sneakers either.
Yeah. Yes, they are. They're
really?
Nikes.
I thought they were like Nikes.
Aren't Nikes running sneakers?
Yeah, but not that style.
Yeah, oh, I don't know. Okay.
I don't have a bunch of different shoes.
No, I worry about your knees and hips. Oh. I would just.
Well, thank you, Courtney.
I guess
he was running away after yelling at a small child that Bill Belichick sucks. That's what happened.
Streets are always watching, Curtis.
Yep.
That's what you got to do.
Did you get the video to Mitch?
I have the video. Would you like me to send it? Can easily
so
do
wait,
it.
What happened? I'm sorry. Somebody caught Curtis jogging and then sent Wiggy a video.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we'll get that up later. All right, we have leads. We have leads left, and then we'll get to They Said It at 7:20. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So I am reading a story. It's currently the most popular story at BostonGlobe.com about plans that have been set into action to build Fenway Sports Group building a new office building behind the Green Monster on Lansdowne. It's called 55 Lansdowne. It's $1.6 billion, part of this master plan of a 250,000 square foot office building. They're going to move the Red Sox offices from Fenway Park to this new building as well as other space. One downside from many parts of the stadium and parts around Fenway Park, Sitco sign will be unable to be seen. It will be obstructed by this new building. One of the real landmark signs of being in Fenway Park is the Sitco sign.
Yeah.
And one very sort of underreported story is that John Henry has purchased basically all of Fenway Park and Kenmore Square. Like, that entire area is going to be Fenway related. And I just found this to be, kind of a disingenuous part of the story in a newspaper owned by John Henry. And it notes, for decades, the Red Sox and Fenway Sports Group have based their operations within ancient Fenway Park itself, along with rented space on Brookline Ave. Now, could you tell me any other time in which the Boston Red Sox and this ownership group have referred to Fenway Park as, quote, ancient?
No, they never
talk about its age as a negative, in a negative light. Now all of a sudden they're looking to move their offices into a brand new facility across the street.
Yeah,
and they refer to the ballpark as ancient.
What's going to happen to the cask and flagon? Is that going to still be there, or will that legendary place be gone as a part of this?
They'll probably do the shops on the bottom, I would imagine. You know, like a lot of these office buildings do, like retail restaurant shops on the bottom.
They can't get rid of that, though. I don't like that would be.
It's going to be developed in what's currently between the Green Monster and the Mass Pike, and then between the cask and flagon and House of Blues.
Okay. I mean, we already lost the baseball tavern.
Right.
We can't lose the cask and flagon. But I know the Sitco sign, it's not important, I don't think, to people who actually live here. Is it important to tourists when they come
and go
to a ball game? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been associated, though, with Fenway Park for 100 years or whatever.
Maybe they just throw it on the top of the new building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can always.
Well, they could AI it.
Yeah, they can move it somewhere else.
I think it's important.
Hologram.
Hologram it.
I think it's important for people, yeah.
Do you?
Why?
The last time that there was going to be something that obstructed the view or they were going to tear it down, there was petitions everywhere. Like, people really care
that,
about this. It didn't go through.
No, but what was the thing they were going to tear down?
The Sitco sign.
Oh, the Sitco sign.
They call it a landmark.
No, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's whatever. I mean, I get it's like when you see that, you know Fenway's right around it. I'd like to see improvements on the stadium. My younger son had a great idea. Between above the Green Monster seats, there's like these two giant stanchions.
Yeah.
He said they should put a massive Patriots-style jumbotron, like high up.
Up there?
Yeah, like that would be between there. So like, because
the jumbotron in center field is pretty big.
Yeah, really. But I feel like a nice massive one. It would almost be like you know almost the size of the Green Monster, and you could like see it from every angle. You could do so much stuff with
it. What if they put good baseball teams on that while the Red Sox are in last place?
Yeah.
So, Curtis, when you let's get to the meat of your lead.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that because they are willing to call it ancient, they would like to have a new ballpark?
No, I'm saying that they're looking to get this approved by the city zoners and all the other people, so they refer to their office as being ancient.
Okay.
While trying to tell you that Fenway Park is state of the art. They're trying to have it both ways. And it's just somewhat frustrating as a fan of the team, which is another example of them taking money from their fans and building an office place as opposed to investing in the roster and spending on the team. I'm not a big fan of the decision. Also, Citgo sign is like, is anything sacred? Like, if I'm at Fenway Park, I want to see the Citgo sign.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Curtis. Yep. Lead from Courtney, lead from Wiggy, and my lead coming up. And my lead is Alex Cora finally, maybe, accepting some responsibility for the dismal shape that this baseball team is in. So that is coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.